Moncrief on News Talk.
Some people enjoy watching people chew food or rustling paper or cleaning or tidying. Increasingly, videos and social media have revealed the rather surprising things people take pleasure in. Elaine Burke is host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Afternoon, Elaine.
Good afternoon.
Did people, do you think, always like these things, or is it a function of the internet that people have started to appreciate these things?
I think you're right in both respects.
Okay.
I am definitely a long-term denizen of this corner of the internet, the weirdly satisfying world. And I've been on the internet a long time. Yeah. But what I think happened was, so two things. During the pandemic, we were a lot more online and we were quite stressed out.
Yes.
So people found this kind of chewing gum for the brain content online and got really into it in many ways. Because it is, it's these kind of relaxing videos and nothing really happens. There's no surprises, no shocks, no nothing like that. But also, what used to be an accidental factor of the internet, so like people kind of come across videos of people cleaning and it was just someone trying to show you how they clean a rug and they're really good at cleaning a dirty rug, but that becomes like oddly satisfying and it's not intentionally that, it's trying to showcase maybe a service that someone provides. But it becomes part of, like, it becomes a popular video because people actually find it quite enjoyable to watch. Yeah.
There's a woman, she's from Finland, Auri Kananen, I had to look up her name, who goes around the world cleaning. She does it for free. And I don't know how she makes an income from this, but she puts up these videos. I mean, these are disgusting houses she cleans. These are like Tesla should take her children away houses. And she's in there for a week or two and she's a whole range of tools and it's, but like they get watched quite a lot, in our house. It is like I have an 8-year-old who watches these videos.
Yeah.
They're weirdly.
Love the cleaning videos. Yeah. I watch a lot of makeup videos. I barely wear makeup. I don't even know how to put on makeup, but I've watched so many videos of it. And sometimes seeing someone do a task, completing it and stuff like that is part of the satisfaction of it as well. But it's also, so they become popular now. And I know a UK TikToker who cleans people's houses for free because she's making money off the TikTok creators program and that's
right,
what funds
okay.
it. So sometimes they make money off of the videos existing and that's why they can actually do the work for free. But it's also very specific. So, and also part of why they're popular as well, I should say, because we've got algorithms that kind of engineer these things and classify things. So what became accidental content that people just found popular as an offshoot of what it intended to do became classified as such, became measurable, and then it becomes intentional. So now we actually have people intentionally creating these videos to satisfy those urges. And they can be all sorts of videos, but they are oddly specific. Some people would hate the cleaning videos because they hate the sight of the dirty place to begin with.
Yeah.
But some of us like to see that end-to-end transition, the before and after of it all. Some people don't like the rustling and the chewing noises videos because they may have maybe a touch of misophonia, which is where you're quite sensitive to those kind of sounds.
It's where you hate your husband. Is actually
But they might find other videos really satisfying. Like there's videos that don't rely as heavily on sound and they're more about like colour and creating a sense of something tactile, even though you're not touching anything. So there's videos of slime videos, kinetic sand videos, people slicing a bar of soap into neatly diced cubes.
Wow,
yeah, that's really popular.
And is that it? Like, or do they do anything with the cubes of soap afterwards?
Nope, just slicing them up. Just watch them create a grid with a razor blade through a bar of soap. Oh, I've watched loads of them.
Really? And it's done
weirdly
by hand,
or
do they have a kind of a sieve
hands,
type thing?
Hands actually feature a lot, and there's something in that. So there's lots of theories about why we are attracted to these kind of videos. And like, there's obvious stuff, like the simplicity of it all. Like I said, we're in a world which has a frenetic news cycle and it's nice to just watch something that's a bit of nothingness but satisfying for a little while. But there could be some other scientific background to this. And something that some scientists think is happening is this idea of mirror neurons. So when you perform an action, certain neurons in your brain will be firing when you perform that action. But what they've found is that they might also fire when you watch someone do that action. So you're nearly getting this kind of tangential satisfaction from watching someone do a thing as if you are performing the task. And there was one psychologist who said, like, presumably, if you performed the task yourself, if you were slicing up the soap bar, you would actually get more satisfaction out of it. But what I would say is what we do with these videos is we actually create a low stakes environment to enjoy something like that. And maybe something that we are not capable of doing. Like I watch a lot of people doing sewing videos and I'm not a particularly good sewer myself, but I love watching other people do it. And I never actually really attempt the techniques that they use. or even myself. And I probably should, but I would find if I started to try to do that, I would struggle, I would prick myself with the needle, I would have problems, and all that friction would be created. But what I'm watching in the videos is someone doing it all neatly and lovely, and it's all just the glorious end point, really.
Because I suppose if you're watching somebody else do it, you can take pleasure in the skill with which they do it. You have to do it yourself. It's a chore. Like, you know,
exactly. And
chore.
You're probably trying to learn a skill or something like that, because some of them are skillful. You know, like even the cleaning videos, there's a skill in that as well. And then for other people, it might trigger something called ASMR. I'm sure you've come across that term before, but it means autonomous sensory meridian response. And it's essentially this tingling sensation that might start in the scalp and kind of travel down the spine. And actually, it's a fairly modern convention to use this term, but there is, I found through Wikipedia, a description of this sensation in a story by Virginia Woolf. So it is something that you can find people referring to across time. And it's a form of paresthesia, which is when you feel a sensation on the skin that has no apparent physical cause. So you're feeling that tingling sensation. And it's not because something is touching your head or anything like that. But it's also, what's really interesting here is some people have compared it to, and I would say this as well, compared it to the feeling when you are, say, the hairdresser's getting your hair cut and washed or getting your hair combed by someone else. I'm sure you're really familiar with that.
Yeah, it's very cruel.
But there's a sensation you can feel when someone else is kind of like touching points on your head. And apparently there's some scientific theories that believe that that's related to this primal response we have to grooming. Because obviously in primate societies, grooming is, it's really important, and it's important to social bonding. And it creates real senses of warmth and community amongst the primates. And they really love it. A lot of them really get a kick out of it. And they think ASMR might actually be related to that in some ways.
That's so interesting. Someone says, I will watch people folding clothes really neatly. So satisfying. And no, I don't fold my own clothes neatly. This is purely an aspirational viewing experience.
I have a fun one for you. There's a video of Maria, Gentle Whispering ASMR is her YouTube handle. She's one of the most successful ASMR creators. And there's a video of her, one of her earlier videos of her folding clothes. And it's how I discovered her. And this is long before I knew what ASMR was or anything. And she does all sorts of videos. She makes, estimated, it could be $26,000 a year in a bad year or up to $423,000 in a good year. And her net worth is estimated as somewhere between $1 million and $5 million. And one of her first videos I saw was her folding clothes and just talking softly how she did it.
There's a pottery thrower I love to watch, the way he molds perfect bowls and vases with the lids all by hand and without any measuring implements. Sucks me in every time. I think he's Russian, but we don't hold that against him.
These are all my people. I love the pottery videos. Anything to do with craftsmanship can be so satisfying to watch. And, and pottery in particular.
You can see that. There's a woman somewhere in Europe who gives her dog, Elvis, a spa day every Sunday. And she posts it on Instagram. The dog gets the full treatment. Scratchy brushes, jade rollers, massages. And he wears a little bunny ear headband for the facial work. By the end of the video, Elvis is blissfully sleeping and it makes me so happy for him.
This is so fun. I can't believe how many of these I know and relate to. The doggy grooming trend is huge on TikTok. I think it started out of Korean TikTok. Like, you know those good Korean day spas? Yeah. They were bringing their dogs to them and giving them the treatment. But there's also videos of people getting the treatments and people like to watch that as well. There's all sorts of things that you can get enjoyment out of. And like I said, even if you're really specific, you'll be able to find the one that fits your niche, because people are creating this content intentionally now.
At the other end of that, I think I'm addicted to watching those videos of the nightlife, mainly in the UK, of drunken revelers staggering and falling over in the streets. Glass blowing, says Helen. Videos of smelting or factory machinery making things. No interest in real life, but it's just so relaxing.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like that low stakes thing. It's like getting into glass blowing. That's a dangerous hobby to just start up with.
Yeah.
But to be able to watch someone else do it and get the satisfaction, like I said, that mirror neuron response, like feeling like you achieved that you blew that beautiful vase or something like that. It's cool.
Yeah, people are weird, really. Elaine, thanks a million as ever. That was Elaine Burke there, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.